Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Who, what, when, where, why?
Why do you go to church? What made you want to believe in God? Who is God to you? When do you spend time with God? Where is God's place in your life right now? Everyone knows about the five W's. Who, what, when, where, why? Today, I want to pose the five W's to you concerning your relationship with God. Who is God to you? Your foundation with God is the starting point for your walk with Him. Who He is to you will determine the type of life you will have. If He is a God who can accomplish all things, who is all-knowing, all-seeing and present at all times, then you are on the correct path. If, on the other hand, you believe that God is capable of not following through on His promises, or that He will leave you or forsake you, then I hate to tell you this, but you're in a lot of trouble. This version of God is often what I see from many Christians today. Often when trouble comes, they fold like a cheap suit. This is not the truth of who God is. I encourage you to reassess what you believe, seek His face, and ask for the truth. Jeremiah 29:13 puts it this way, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." There's nothing I can add to that. What made you want to believe in God? The truth of the matter is, God chose you. You didn't choose Him. That day in my kitchen when I was at my lowest point in my life, what I actually did that day was formally accept the gift that He made available for me. After all my efforts failed to fix my life, I chose to accept what He'd been wanting me to have. We've been tricked into thinking that we made the choice. That is incorrect. The scriptures say it this way, "For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." Romans 8:29, so clearly He did the choosing. Take heart, you are blessed. You were picked to come out of darkness and into the light. You were picked to come into fellowship with Him and to do mighty things for His kingdom. I think you've benefited greatly, so enjoy it. When do you make time for Him? This is a big one, or it should be. The time you spend with God is vital to the growth, development, and maturity of your life. Just as with anything else in life, the more you invest in it, the greater the outcome you will have. I personally can attest to this point. My intimacy with God is a main reason for increases I've received in my life. I've not devoted my time to Him, I may not have positioned myself to be where I now sit. Intimacy with God is not to be taken for granted. Yes, we walk in grace, but God desires more than that from us. The closer you get to Him, the higher G can elevate you in His kingdom. Also, there's a thing called first fruits. First fruits involve giving your first to God before anything else. The first thing you should do in your day is spend time with God. That means before your phone, social media, emails, etc. This assures your day will go as He desires. I encourage you to adopt this principle. Where is God's place in your life right now? Plainly spoken, how high of a priority is God in your life? God is not a genie, or you shouldn't be treating him as such. How you prioritize the relationships in your life says a lot about who you are as a person. I always tell people how you feel about someone is how you'll treat them. Simply stated, if you love your spouse, you will love, honor, and cherish them. If you don't, they are treated with disdain, contempt, and disrespectfulness. It's not rocket science. If you believe God that has given you all you have, you will treat him accordingly. Things like glorifying him, honoring him, and reverence for him will be a natural occurrence. God anywhere other than first in your life is a lack of understanding of all he has done for you. It also may show that you value something higher than him, which is considered an idol in his sight. That will not go well for you, trust me. Scripture is clear. God is a jealous God. Hear me by the Spirit. Adjust your priorities. God first above all things. Why? Why is church necessary? In God's eyes, we are considered a body. This means that each body part performs a task, but as a whole, it functions together as one. This is the struggle in Christianity today. Many don't know what part of the body they are, not to mention we're spending too much time focusing on others' assignments and not on our own. This needs to stop. A body, when healthy and whole, functions at a peak level. This is God's design for us. This is why being aligned with the Word of God is crucial. All the division and deception is causing the body to suffer many ailments. God is in the process of correcting the sickness that is present in the body. This is also why knowing who you are in Him is important to becoming a vital part of the body. There are many ways I could have gone with this, and perhaps I will do more parts. Take time to ask yourself these questions and position yourself to operate at your peak level by self-evaluating where you stand in these areas. I've done these things and have been elevated because of it. Is it in your heart to be one of God's best? It's in mine.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.